This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. Rank-and-file members of the Writers Guild are voting today on both coasts on the new contract that's been negotiated on their behalf. If the contract is approved, it will be welcome news for many business owners who depend on Hollywood to make a living. NPR's Karen Grigsby Bates has that story.
After striking writers effectively caused the cancellation of the Golden Globes last month, everyone's breathing a sigh of relief that the end of the 14-week writer's strike will mean the Academy Awards can go on. Fans can see actors like Meryl Streep as she was on the red carpet last year.
It's thrilling to be here and to see so many people that I admire and that I've worked with.
The Oscars ceremony will provide a much-needed infusion of cash to hotels, limousine services, and agencies that cater to the glamour end of the entertainment industry. But it's the less glamorous end of the industry that really needs to be raised from the economic dead.
So I'm pushing daisies when the person comes over and touches the body. This is what you're saying.
Bruce Schiller is pulling out a stainless steel morgue tray at his Los Angeles business, Major Medical Props. He provides everything from instruments to a full morgue setup to several primetime television shows. But the morgue drawer and the EKG machines and the OR lights that show up on series like CSI and House have been in the deep freeze while the strike dragged on. Now, Schiller's hopeful that prop directors will be calling for his services again.
Now they're just gathering their forces back together. So I envision by Wednesday the phone will begin to ring again. We see hope at the end of the rainbow before all of us are just in despair.
It has been a long strike, and yes, there's a lot of businesses that really got hammered.
Jack Kaiser is the chief economist for the Los Angeles County Development Corporation. He says that while the end of the strike is good news for people like Bruce Schiller, it won't be good news for everybody.
And the reality is that even though the strike is settled, there's still going to be pain out there because television production is not going to be ramped up completely.
For one thing, says Kaiser, there will be a lot less work as some TV shows delay production till the fall. Others that have been struggling may be canceled altogether. All of this is an effort to make up some of the $1.5 billion that was estimated to have been lost. To add to the misery, many pilots that had been planned before the strike had been canceled to save money. That's something that keeps Bruce Schiller up at night.
A great deal of our income is derived every year from making pilots. And now with the cutback of pilots, we're very frightened about that.
TV-dependent businesses are frightened about something else, too. The actors' contract expires 4 months from now in June, which means businesses that have managed to hang on so far could be hit again. Economist Jack Kaiser.
Well, it's sort of a good news, bad news scenario. Good news, WGA strike is settled. Bad news, SAG could go out on strike. So keep your painkiller of choice handy.
Business owners affected by the writer's strike are praying they won't need to swallow that pill. Karen Grigsby Bates, NPR News.